Hi, I'm Sandra Gopal. It's a pleasure to connect with you on this platform. Today's topic is called Divine Technology. This is a part of the series on prayer. The current trend now is all about technology. If you don't know technology, you simply get left behind. We are in the age of live streaming, smartphones, wireless communication, and artificial intelligence. In order to be current with technology, we have to keep up with the current generation. However, we have access to a higher technology. Prayer is a divine technology, a technology that we should all be current with. It is a technology that has worked, continues to work, and will work for any situation that presents itself. Prayer gives God freedom to intervene in the affairs of mankind. Prayer brings change to our lives, families, neighborhoods, communities, and change to the world. It is pointless joining the masses and going on strike. It is of no use criticizing the government or the president. It is of no use complaining about your family or friends. It is of no use complaining about leadership and pastors in your churches. Put prayer to work. Activate your voice in your prayer closet and see the supernatural explode in front of you. You were not assigned to make changes in the natural. You were assigned to just pray. Prayer causes a shifting in the atmosphere. When you pray, you will see change. You will see a transitioning. You see, the things that have caused you grief will start shifting and shaking. You don't need to worry about what everyone else is doing or whether it is right or wrong. Let God take care of His business. He manages and administrates His business perfectly. You pray until there is a shifting. Pray until you see the change you want to see. You see, prayer puts the angels to work. Prayer puts us to work. Prayer keeps us connected to our headquarters. Prayer keeps us connected to our source. It keeps us connected to a high place. Prayer keeps us connected to our heavenly government. The most powerful people on the earth are those who pray consistently. The most powerful people on the earth are not those who just talk about prayer. They are the people who make time to pray. They are the people who prioritize prayer. They are the people who get up early and pray every day. These are the people who put prayer first. They stand in the gap when no one else will. They are normal human beings just like you and I. They also have important things to take care of. They also have urgent matters to deal with, but they put it all on hold. They make prayer their priority. They know the value of starting their day with prayer. When you commit to your God, you won't need to figure out the how to do's and the what to do's. God brings in solutions before the challenge even arises, or He walks through it with you. So start your day with prayer. Just because you are not a morning person doesn't mean you cannot do it. The enemy has already set up his day for you while you were sleeping. He is working continuously to mess up your day. He works through the darkness, finding ways to mess up your life. So you need to get up early and prayer plan your day. Start with the prayer that is going to carry you for a full day. When you haven't started your day in prayer, you will walk right into the plans, the traps, and the schematics of the enemy. See, the Bible says that the enemy prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. When you pray, you experience victory. Attending church, conferences, seminars is great. Programs, beautiful churches, well-organized productions, good singing, new songs are all great, but unimportant if you don't pray. Oftentimes people would say, "But I can't pray anytime, and my God doesn't need me to be structured and orderly." Read your Bible again because you missed the revelation. God is the master planner and organizer. He is a God of details. He doesn't just do whatever comes to his mind. Creation itself was an organized and well thought out process. Look at the details in your body and you will understand how detailed God is. Be organized, plan your day, and allow the Holy Spirit to be in control. Don't be foolish into thinking God is not a God of order. He expects you to have a plan, but flow with him. He expects you to start your day in prayer. He should be first on your priority list for the day. Prayer is a powerful tool in the life of a Christian. It is the key to everything in life. It is the key that unlocks the heart of God. It is the key that unlocks all of the treasures of the kingdom of God. It is a key that God has placed in our hands and invites us to use it effectively. Prayer is the conduit through which all the power and provision of God flows. It is more than the words we say between Dear Lord and Amen. Prayer is getting into that attitude and relationship with God. We are not Christians without prayer. Prayer is not something we add on to our Christianity. It is like saying, I'm alive, but I am not breathing. When we pray, God does not consult his files or of information and statistics. He does not drop it into the box of the impossible. He is the creator of the universe. Nothing is impossible with him. He takes delight in our impossible requests. He takes delight in our big requests. He takes delight in our small requests. He simply takes delight when we have an intimate relationship with him. When we pray, we might look foolish in front of everyone else, but it is the price we pay to see God's power at work. We may look foolish to others at that moment, but when the rewards of that prayer comes flooding into our lives, the real fool is watching in astonishment, in amazement. It is a choice to transition from self-reliance to dependence on God. It may seem difficult at first, but practice makes perfect. Your confidence in him gains momentum. Praying means you are anxious for nothing. Matthew chapter 18, verses 19 and 20 says, Again I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. 1 John chapter 5 verses 14 and 15 says, And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. Luke 18:1 says, And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. You may be facing a situation that you think is impossible for you to change. We serve the God of turnarounds. We serve the God of shift. We serve the God of transition. We serve the God of the impossible. We serve the God of breakthrough. So you can face the fire. You will remain alive in the fire. You will remain alive in the midst of the storm. You have to pray through to get a breakthrough. When you can commit to an intimate relationship with God, you can be assured of walking in victory in every area of your life. You will begin to live in the impossible. You will live in the supernatural. See, the anointing destroys the yoke. When you are connected to him, your atmosphere shifts. There will be a shifting in your family atmosphere, your social atmosphere, your work atmosphere, your financial atmosphere, and your country. Get back what belongs to you by staying connected with your Heavenly Father. When in desperation, we forget about God. Sometimes we run to Google and other sources of information. The internet has become the first-hand source for making decisions. We replace God with laptops, desktops, and smartphones. It is time to access the one who is the authority on all matters. Don't look for logic and common sense on matters pertaining to God. He is the master architect. He created you, so he knows you. He knows the number of hairs on your head. We love our families, but we never count the number of hairs on their heads. He knows when you are in pain. He knows when you have financial stress. He knows when you are hurting. God never overlooks anything that concerns you, no matter how small it may seem. He is absorbed in you. When he awakens you at night or the early hours of the morning, you don't hear him. Instead, you head out straight to the inbox, checking emails, checking text messages, and scrolling through social media, hoping that someone will encourage you and make your day. He got you up because he had a word of encouragement for you already. All you needed to do was to access the direct line to him. As human beings, we have this innate or natural desire to be able to help ourselves or call our friends and family to help us even before we talk to God. We go ahead with our own plans. It gets so bad that even the enemy wonders what we are up to. Just when the enemy thinks he is about to overwhelm you, you have a backup plan. He is confused because he is wondering, why are you coming up with a plan or a backup plan that's not going to work anyway? When we leave God out of the picture in our challenges, he leaves us to do it our way. Our way is headed for failure. He waits for us to stop and call upon him. Then he acts on our behalf. So often on Sundays we are overcomers, but from Monday to Saturday we are in an absolute mess. Then we get back to church and become overcomers for a straight 45-minute sermon again. The same people line up at the altar call week after week. It is time to get your breakthrough. There are times when we are overwhelmed by our circumstances and situations which are beyond our control. Situations of such magnitude overtake us. We don't know whether we are ever going to come out of it. We don't know whether we ever have a possible chance of overcoming it. The situations tower us to such an extent that not only does our problem become huge, but our inabilities, weaknesses, and limitations become over-magnified. We don't have the option of fight or flight. The only option is prayer. When we pray, something extraordinary and powerful happens in the heavens. We put the angels to work. We unlock the heart of the Father. Never underestimate what God can do for you. Never undermine what he can do. Never underestimate his power. If he can come through in the midst of the fire for Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, he can turn any impossible situation into the possible. Prayer is a natural source of help in any difficult situation. In times of trouble, you must run to God instead of running away from him. Proverbs 18:10 says, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe." When you run to the Lord, you are running to his authority and his power that is at work within you. So be patient in your midst of challenge. God requires us to be patient when we face storms. So I encourage you today, stay strong and remain connected with God.